Gems from Bhagavan, Chapter 6, The Three States, Waking, Dream, and Sleep. There is no difference between the dream and waking state, except that the dream is short and the waking long. Both are the result of the mind. Our real state is beyond waking, dream, and sleep states called Turiya. The self alone exists, remains as it is. The three states owe their existence to avichara, non-inquiry, and inquiry puts an end to them. However much one may explain, this fact will not become clear till one attains self-realization and wonders how he was blind to the self-evident and only existence so long. All that we see is a dream, whether we see it in the dream state or waking state. On account of some arbitrary standards about the duration of the experience and so on, we call one experience a dream and another waking experience. With reference to reality, both the experiences are unreal. A man might have such an experience as getting anugraha, grace, in his dream and the effects and influence of it on his entire subsequent life may be so profound and so abiding that one cannot call it unreal. While calling real some trifling incident in the waking life that just flits by is casual and of no moment, and is soon forgotten. Once, Bhagavan says, once I had an experience, a vision or dream, whatever you may call it. I and some others, including Chadwick, had a walk on the hill. Returning, we were walking along a huge street with great buildings on either side. Showing the street and the buildings, I asked Chadwick and others whether anybody could say that what we were seeing was a dream, and they all replied, "Which fool will say so?" And we walked along and entered the hall, and the vision or dream ceased, or I woke up. What are we to call this? Just before waking up from sleep, there is a very brief state, free from thought. That should be made permanent. In dreamless sleep, there is no world, no ego, and no unhappiness, but the self remains. In the waking state, there are all these, yet there is the self. One has only to remove the transitory happenings in order to realize the ever-present beatitude of the self. Your nature is bliss. Find that on which all the rest are superimposed, and you will then remain as the pure self. In sleep, there is no space or time. They are concepts which arise after the I thought has arisen. You are beyond time and space. The I thought is limited. The real I is unlimited, universal, beyond time and space. Just while rising from sleep and before seeing the objective world, there is a state of awareness which is your pure self. That must be known.